Dr. Jack Cusick is one of the rare biostatisticians who's had a central role in shaping oncology clinical research. Dr. Cusick recently published a fascinating meta-analysis of the impact of LHRH agonist in the adjuvant setting of breast cancer, and he began by putting this entire treatment area in perspective.
Yeah, it's interesting. The LHRH agonists are a really very much underused treatment. The trials have been around for some time, and individually, none of the trials has really been convincing as to what the best use of these are. So with the help of all of the authors, we managed to get all the individual patient data from virtually every trial in the world. We addressed two major questions. One is, are the LHRH agonists, when used alone, as good as chemotherapy? And the second question is, if they're used in addition to chemotherapy, do they provide any additional benefits?
I guess the other issue that people have a lot of questions about, and I'm not sure we have an answer to, is how would that compare to just using tamoxifen alone?
There weren't any direct comparisons against tamoxifen, but there was some evidence that it added to tamoxifen. Unfortunately, the question that's of most relevance, there are no trials in, and that is, if everybody gets tamoxifen, is adding an LHRH agonist the same as adding chemotherapy? And there are actually zero trials on that question, which is unfortunate because it is a key question right now.
And I guess the other thing is, are there, in the era of genomics and Oncotype DX, et cetera, are there any predictors in terms of what would be a better strategy?
Well, I think that's something for the next round. I mean, we're still keeping the group together, and I think it'll be important to try to pinpoint the groups. I mean, it's very clear that the estrogen receptor distinguishes patients that can benefit from these treatments, but undoubtedly, there are going to be more things as well. So we're keen to try to progress that.